Let's reconvene. And are we ready to vote on, I believe there's three amendments to the substitute C?
Well, first we're going to hear from staff with some slight amendments to the amendments.
Thank you. Our quick confer indicated that with the amendment Commissioner Fritz has proposed, that Fritz 1 is workable. We would recommend including that. For Fritz 4, which is about the 68th Avenue station, we would change the sentence that says Portland staff should collaborate with the City of Tigard to Portland staff should offer to collaborate, because it truly is up to the City of Tigard to decide if they wish to do that with us.
That's a really good point. And I was going to ask you, actually, where is Tigard at? Because they delayed their acceptance of the LPA, too.
So they're scheduled for next week.
Okay, great. Yeah, I love that amendment.
November 13th.
Accepted as a friendly amendment.
And the last sentence in that, Fritz 4, I think the must be improved is overstepping when we don't know what should happen and where the money should be spent. I would recommend that you say pedestrian and bicycle facilities must be evaluated as part of the shared investment strategy.
Accepted as well, right, Commissioner?
Okay.
Thank you.
And then must be evaluated as part of the shared investment strategy. And the Fritz 5 about historic landmarks, I believe that continued coordination is already embedded somewhere in Exhibit C. There's no harm in making it explicit.
In fact, we visited landmarks and promised them that already.
Yeah, and they mentioned it when they came to us, and so I didn't see it in the rest of the exhibit. So thank you for accepting that one. And thank you, Commissioner Udaly. I appreciate it.
Okay. So we're now ready. We'll start with Fritz 1.
I think vote on the substitute substitute exhibit first, because then you're further amending it, because you don't want to do the substitute afterwards. And then
we already
go back.
On that?
But then we did vote.
You put it on the table, so now vote to amend. The vote was to put it on the table and discuss it, and now we just need a quick vote to put it into the resolution so that it will be as amended. Sorry, there's a lot of votes.
Okay, then let's
just
vote.
Just so I know what I'm actually voting on. That's all that matters.
Sure. Voting on the substitute. So the resolution will be as amended, and then we'll move forward with further amending the exhibit.
So what is the final vote?
And then you'll vote on everything as amended.
Okay.
There'll be a couple.
I will save my closing remarks for that moment.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the first vote will be on the substitute, Commissioner Udaly's substitute exhibit C.
Udaly?
Yes.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Okay, now we will vote on Fritz 1.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Okay, the amendment is adopted. Next to Fritz number 4. As amended, concerning 68th Avenue Station.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Okay, amendments adopted. Last amendment is concerning historic landmark. Fritz number 5, historic landmarks review.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
I'm going to support this based on the representation on the record that this doesn't change what's already in Exhibit C. Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Saltzman?
I would echo. I'm going to support this based on what Commissioner Fish just said, that this is what's reflected in the agreement. Aye.
Okay, the amendments are adopted. So we are now at the point of adopting the substitute with amendments. Is that
so? Voting on the resolution now as amended.
Oh, okay.
This resolution is the now last vote, right, Carl?
Correct. Slightly different approach.
That's a slightly different approach than I would have taken on this.
I will defer
to the city attorney.
So
this is the vote.
Final vote on the resolution as amended, correct.
Okay.
Udaly?
Please.
So before I make my official closing remarks, I want to comment on a couple pieces of testimony that came before us today. I share some of the concerns expressed by community members, and I want to just share that what I see with a challenge with our mass transit is that we have a product mismatch just like we have with housing. And that might not make any sense, so I'm going to explain it. We have seen this phenomenon of major transit projects raising property values, displacing lower-income residents of transit, who are then replaced by more affluent residents who may not choose to use mass transit. They may drive themselves. They may use ride shares or cabs. That's one of the challenges we have to ridership. There's also the relative convenience of TNC. There's the TNCs. There's the fact that lower-income transit or lower-income people who are being forced further and further out of the central city don't have access to adequate public transit. There's lack of affordable housing close to jobs. This is just to say I don't believe that increasing ridership on mass transit is a lost cause. I think because we have failed to mitigate displacement and because we haven't developed housing strategies alongside these transit projects, we have seen decreased ridership. And it's my goal that we don't continue to do that and that moving forward we will see increased ridership. And I believe that we've taken measures in this plan to guarantee that. So I want to thank everyone. And I also wanted to comment about autonomous vehicles versus mass transit. In a dense urban area like Portland, autonomous vehicles are not going to replace mass transit. We will still need mass transit. And there's no guarantee that autonomous vehicles are going to decrease congestion or decrease pollution. So again, this is, we have choices of how we kind of prioritize and roll out our approach. And I've been hearing about autonomous vehicles and how they're going to solve all our problems. We don't need parking. We won't need buses. And it's just not true. So now I'm going to move on to my official remarks. First of all, I want to thank PBOT's Interim Director Chris Warner, Interim Deputy Director Noah Siegel, as well as Teresa Boyle and Art Pierce, who've worked on the Southwest Corridor plan for so many years, many more years than I have been here, and I'm grateful for that. Thank you to Councillor Bob Stacey from Metro and TriMet's General Manager Doug Kelsey, who gave testimony earlier. Thank you to everyone who worked on the MOU, which is Memorandum of Understanding, which I will explain a little bit later. Notably, Ryan Curran, Eric Engstrom, Kimberly Branham, Lisa Aboff, Matthew Scheibold, Jill Chen, Carl Dinkelspiel, and Shannon Director Shannon Callahan. Thank you to TriMet staff who also worked on the MOU, including Dave Unsworth, Lance Erz, Bernie Bottomley, and Maurice Henderson, and also Kenny Asher from Tigard. Thank you to our university partners, OHSU, PCC, PSU, NUNM, and the Portland VA Medical Center. And thank you to every member of the public who shared their views and provided suggestions over the last 7 years, including up to today, of on planning and community engagement. A Southwest Corridor public transit improvement has been in the works since the 1980s, and I was actually a driver and a transit user between Sherwood and PCC Sylvania and downtown Portland, and it was already becoming pretty gnarly out there 30 years ago, so can only imagine how bad it's gotten since then. I've been living in the city since then, so. I strongly support a regional agreement to secure land for affordable housing along this route, which is what the MOU does. With the MOU in place, we'll not just improve regional mobility, we will add hundreds of affordable units along the corridor, and we will actively protect against displacement and gentrification. I look forward to serving on the Southwest Corridor Steering Committee and ensuring that this project and future projects meet our transportation, housing, economic, and equity goals. Although I think this is the last major leg of this particular endeavor. It is by no means the last major public transportation project we're going to see in the metro area, and I hope this can be example of how to thoughtfully implement similar major public transit projects in years to come, which I probably will be deeply involved with. I can't wait, and I vote aye.
Fritz.
Well, I've lived within a mile of the Barber Transit Center for the last 32-plus years, the first 5 years to the north near Multnomah, and for the last since then, near PCC Sylvania. So this is obviously very near and dear to me in many different ways because it's been a project that we've been waiting for in Southwest, and we patiently waited our turn for other more less affluent neighborhoods to have theirs. And indeed, in that time, our neighborhoods diversified, and there's now a much more mixed income, certainly south of Barber. That is an important factor. I need to mention my chief of staff lives almost in the crosshairs of the crossroads. And so we have been worked very carefully to make sure that neither of us has a direct conflict of interest, which is to this point we don't, or even a potential one. I want to start, Commissioner Udaly started by saying that opportunity came up a lot in her talking points, and I agree, this is a huge opportunity. The one that we talked about a lot towards the end was evaluate, and thank you for providing that because we are still in the evaluation phase. And thank you to everybody who participated in this process, whether attending here today, sending in comments. Thank you, of course, particularly to Teresa Boyle. You have been so responsive, and Art Pierce and your entire team, every one of the four people sitting at the table here, have been very patient and worked your way through and been willing to compromise. And that's what we're talking about for this project is let's not compromise where we absolutely need to hold firm, like in affordable housing, like in locally owned businesses. I think in like not providing park and ride spaces for people who don't live in Portland. But that, of course, is to be evaluated. And I guess I just need to close by saying I don't know where people are getting that ridership is going down. I regularly have to stand up on the bus both ways. When I ride light rail, it's packed. And this one light rail driver can get 300 people. I mean, it's 180 people per car. So you've got two cars, you've got over 300 people by one driver. And I think we are going to be really happy to have this project moving forward if we do go into another recession that will have a major public works project that we will get it even righter than we did before. So thank you very much, all of you. And thank you again, Commissioner Udaly. I'm pleased you're going to be serving on the Southwest Corridor Committee. I look forward to the work sessions and the reports coming back to Council. Aye.
Fish?
Well, this has been a really interesting hearing, and I want to thank everyone that took time to share a perspective with us and testify. And I want to especially thank the staff who've done really a superb job. I find these gnarly transportation issues sort of remind me of the gnarly land use issues we have, where they're highly technical and you need a roadmap, and it's easy to get lost, and there's a lot of moving pieces. At the end of the day, we get to the right outcome because there's a high degree of trust and collaboration across systems. And that's our insurance policy. And that's the proof is, I mean, that's how we've been able to build a system that's the envy of the country. And I'm confident we'll continue to operate that way. I think we set a record today for the use of creative acronyms. I stopped counting after SWEDS, EIS, CAC, LPA, MOU, BRT, FTA. I got some kind of, I started getting some kind of repetitive motion problem with my hand, so I stopped making any more notes. But we set a record. It is highly prescribed and it's highly technical, which makes superb staff work even more valuable in this setting to help lay people up here understand what the hell you're talking about. So again, Teresa, Art, everybody who has worked, everybody on the panel here and who's been providing technical support, thank you very much. I also want to just call Councillor Stacey out for a blatant misrepresentation on the record. He said in his testimony that he's worked with three members that are here present today on this matter. He neglected to mention that Mayor Wheeler took all the bureaus for a period of time and actually had transportation. So I actually counted four. And we hope he doesn't make similar errors in future public testimony. Chris Warner's here, so I have to just acknowledge that long before Chris was acting director and when Commissioner Udaly was spending a fair amount of time putting together interesting notebooks that had history of Portland in them, I was Chris hijacked my likeness, and it now appears as me in a guide to Portland politics. And I guess I should be flattered that in the record we'll always have his picture rather than mine, his image rather than mine in that useful guide. And finally, I just did the math, and I look forward to being at the September 27 opening. I would ask if you wouldn't mind, if it's not an inconvenience, not to hold it on the 30th, because that's my birthday. So if we could move it around, I don't want to put any additional burdens on your staff.
Most likely a Saturday or Sunday, so we'll work on that.
I'm excited that we're moving forward on this, and cautiously optimistic that we'll catch a wave and get the federal financing we need, get the local match, and move forward. So thank you all for contributing to what I think is really one of the great honors of our job, which is to be a participant in this kind of process at City Council. Aye.
Wheeler?
Oh, excuse me. And I want to just, I neglected to mention the commissioner in charge. I was backing into it, but I want to thank Commissioner Udaly. She's had PBOT for about 24 hours, and she's already leading a process about the next big transformative transportation project in our backyard. So I guess that makes her a quick learner. Thank you for your leadership on this. Aye.
Wheeler.
This is a bold vision, and it's a necessary vision. I'm over here in the
it's
cheap
big
seats.
Brother.
That's
it's
why.
Big brother.
I hope that's why you're laughing. this is the heckler's seat from now on, and I sort of like it over here. But at any rate, this is a necessary vision, and it's a bold vision. And I think all of us understand that our region is growing. People continue to move here. And if we want it to continue to be vibrant and livable and economically prosperous, then we have to take the steps to make big infrastructural investments like this to keep people moving, to keep our economy moving, to give us opportunities to further develop and expand options around commerce, around housing. And I'm particularly proud of the fact that this entire effort has really focused on not just the transportation piece, but the livability piece, the community piece, the displacement concerns, the housing imperative. All of these pieces have come together in a way that I'm really energized by and hopeful about. So this is an important waypoint along the way. I want to thank everybody who is engaged in this. Commissioner Udaly, thank you for moving this forward. As Commissioner Fish said, it is a very technical and complicated issue, and I appreciate all the work you did. In fact, the double work you did, not only to make sure that this came to council and that it was well managed, but at the same time, you were learning all about this issue, really starting from scratch. And I think you've done an exceptional job, and I want to thank you for that. And Commissioner Fritz, I want to thank you for bringing forward good amendments and being flexible in terms of how this played out today and taking into account the testimony of staff. I think this worked out very, very well, and I'm appreciative of that. Michelle, since you're standing right next to me, I want to thank you for helping me to understand the complexities of this. You've been a valuable member of my team. And certainly on this issue, you've been no exception. So thank you for that. I'm very happy to vote aye on this resolution.
Saltzman.
Well, this is going to be a fantastic project. And it's it'll be a fantastic project if it comes to reality. It's a little sobering to hear we're only 5% of the way. And let's not forget, we're counting on 50% federal funding, and we're counting on voter approval for almost the other 50%. Yeah. So those are, to my mind, you know, two big ifs that still have to be answered. And, you know, in Washington, D.C., I don't think light rail, as in our past projects, has been as much of a manifest destiny as it was then and will be this time around. It's just anybody's guess. But the planning that's gone into this and the cooperation of all the jurisdictions involved has been outstanding. And you know, I first got one of my earliest political involvements. I served on the West Side Light Rail Citizen Advisory Committee. So I know all the work that had to occur back then for what was a complicated project. This seems, you know, as complicated, if not more. There's no, well, at least not yet, there's no couple-mile-long tunnel involved. But I do think I'm just very proud of all the cooperation, TriMet, City of Portland, Tigard, Metro, Tualatin, all the entities that have really rolled up their sleeves and gone to lots and lots of meetings. And our citizens, too, that stepped up and served on these citizen advisory committees. I was really impressed to hear how much time they spent, and they really got into it. And the fact that they were unanimous in recommending this locally preferred alternative, as was the steering committee, is a testimony to the great work that everybody has done on this project. You know, now we just have to really do all the other 95% of the work to make sure we can break ground and as a resident of the Southwest Corridor, I truly look forward, if I'm still here in 2027, to walking to the Custer Street Station, which will be the closest station to my house, and boarding the system and taking a ride somewhere, either east or west, or north or south, depending how you regard what direction Barber Boulevard goes in at certain points in the city. But I think this is a fantastic project, and I'm very pleased to be here today to support this. Aye. Okay, the resolution is adopted, and we stand adjourned.